And on this very busy day in Washington, there's breaking news about President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet. NPR is reporting that Biden will name Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland to be his nominee to be Attorney General. Garland was picked by then-President Obama as a nominee for the Supreme Court back in 2016. But you'll remember, Republicans who controlled the Senate blocked his nomination from ever being considered. Carrie Johnson covers the Justice Department for NPR, and she joins us now. Carrie, big day, big news. What more do we know about this nomination?
Yeah, big news indeed. Merrick Garland, I think, had been a favorite of some people close to President-elect Joe Biden for some time. They were taken by the story of what happened after Watergate, when former University of Chicago President Edward Leavy came to run the Justice Department after a period of great tumult and helped try to restore confidence. The idea among the Biden team now is that Merrick Garland, who's known as a nonpartisan figure, a not polarizing figure, and somebody with deep roots inside the Justice Department, including managing cases involving the Unabomber and the Oklahoma City bombing, that he could restore some confidence in the workforce and public confidence after just some very chaotic years in the Trump era.
It is an interesting choice because right now Merrick Garland is in a nonpartisan job. He's a judge, right? And he will now, if he accepts this and is confirmed, he would be thrust into a job that has become in recent years sort of the center of the political world. How do you think he'll handle that transition?
You are so right. The environment, the stove could not be hotter, but Merrick Garland is really known as a guy who can cool temperaments. He is not somebody who has an affinity to fly off the handle. And in fact, he's attracted some support from Republicans on Capitol Hill. People like Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Mike Lee of Utah, Susan Collins of Maine, and others have been supportive of Merrick Garland in the past for a number of positions, including a float of an FBI director earlier, and when lawmakers were asked about Merrick Garland on Biden's shortlist, they all said two thumbs up. So the big question, I think, for the Biden team was that if Merrick Garland were to leave a lifetime appointed judgeship, would the Senate confirm someone to succeed him there? Given the results in Georgia and the way things appear to be heading, that's less of a concern for Democrats now.
I know this news is early and still just breaking, but what's the word at the Justice Department? Have you heard anything?
Morale has been very bad at the Justice Department. The notion that Merrick Garland and Biden's likely nominee to be Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, the likely nominee for Associate AG Vanita Gupta, all three of those people have deep roots inside the Justice Department. That could help quiet some of the concerns we've heard from inside DOJ over the last 4 years, for sure.
Interesting to note, another one of the names that had been floated here was the former Alabama Senator Doug Jones. Looks like he either will not get this job or maybe there'll be another place for him in the administration, but we will just have to see. What's next, quickly?
Yeah, Doug Jones is a close friend of Joe Biden, but the issue was it may not have been the right call to bring somebody in directly from Capitol Hill to run a Justice Department that appears to have been politicized in the Trump era. What's next is we're going to have some confirmation hearings in January or February and a new Justice Department leadership team.